David Rubin, Senior Fellow at the Centre for Global Development. David, we've been here in Parliament today discussing your book and issues around microfinance. The event was called Measuring the Scope, Defining the Limits. Can you tell us what you think the potential is for microfinance and where, if anywhere, do you think are the limitations?
I think the real strength of microfinance is in building dynamic, competing, innovating institutions and, in fact, whole industries in the area of financial services that are geared to serving poor people. It's easy to take financial services for granted in our own lives with loans, insurance, savings accounts, but we really could not live the way we do without them. And it actually goes doubly for the poor. They need financial services more than the rich because their financial problems are that much more complex. They don't just have lower income. They have income that is more volatile and unpredictable. So they are in constant need of ways to set aside money on the good days and draw it out in the bad and to discipline themselves into doing so. And that's what most financial services help them do. The limit is that I'm not implying here that the availability of these services will lift people out of poverty. I think we should think of financial services like clean water and electricity, that they really can be very useful, but we don't expect them in themselves to transform the lives of the poor.
You mentioned a couple of times today the need for, in your opinion, for more randomized control trials into the impact of microfinance. Not everybody would agree that RCTs will produce the kind of results that we might hope for. Why is it that you think we need more of these trials?
Well, we ought to know what works before we put lots of money into things, right? The better evidence we have, the better, more good we can do with our foreign aid dollars and with our philanthropic dollars and pounds, of course. We've made huge progress in science over the last few centuries, and we made a lot of that progress by experimenting, you know, seeing what happens when you pour this on that, we should do the same thing in the social sciences, experimenting, randomly offering some people microloans and not others. When you do that kind of experimentation, you can get much more confidence in the results that you get. If people who are randomly offered a loan do better, earn more, than those who are not randomly offered, that's very compelling evidence that the loans are making the difference. That's not to say that there aren't limitations to randomized studies. You know, if you do a randomized study in Manila, that only tells you what happened in Manila. You have to do them in lots of places, ideally over long periods of time, which hasn't been happening much, which means that we don't have very good knowledge of the long-term impacts of these things. But to say that they're imperfect, it doesn't contradict the assertion that they're still the best that we've got.